Morning Glory.
Suffering the winter and the stones it threw, I was waiting numb for a message from you, but it surely never came. I lay tense on the chaise, unraveling threads to a still grave look as the lesson says. Patterns learned to fix and mend tend to others and their pains. And lover of mine, please be gentle with my heart this time. You gotta listen to the way I try to be more than I was. And lover of mine, so unfamiliar, such a beautiful light. I'm working hard to sense what's right, save us from a loss. In search of old joys like the stars in the sky, they were always there, only lost for a while under clouds of frontier dissonance, a taking blame for another curse. And ain't it true when the heartland's gray, the simple paths are the hard ones to take. Still I fought till the moment that the fire had claimed everything I own. Lover of mine, please be gentle with my heart this time. You gotta listen to the way I try to be more than I was. Lover of mine, so unfamiliar, such a beautiful light. I'm working hard to sense what's right, save us from a loss. No one ever fears just falling, so take me to the edge and let me go.
Patterns by Wellington-based folk musician Ali Whitten, whose debut album Between the Forest and the Stars is out today. And we've got Ali on the line. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Sun's shining for now. How are you?
Yeah, sun is also shining here, which is nice. And yeah, I sort of semi-planned releasing in the autumn, like it's my season.
Yes, well, I'm going to actually ask you about that soon. But first, you're calling from Te Whanganui o Tara, is that right? How's life down there?
Yeah, good. Busy juggling, but yeah, good. Yeah.
How does it compare to the UK, which is where you sort of grew up? I know you're born in New Zealand, but yeah, moved back to the UK for a start.
It compares wonderfully. No, I love the village in a city feel in Te Whanganui o Tara. So like walking into town and just bumping into people, you know. I grew up in the country and had the kind of same feel in the UK, and I love that kind of community. So yeah.
And especially music community in Wellington's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah. I knew when I left England that I didn't want to be anywhere like London, and I feel like Wellington's more like the Edinburgh kind of vibe, so yeah,
nice to be able to live in a city but still have that kind of village quality. And I mean, first things first, congratulations on the debut album.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a journey.
how does it feel having that's out today, right?
It's thrilling and exciting, and like I wouldn't lie that there's a little bit of relief.
Yes,
Yeah, it's been a lot of work. Yeah.
I've got the vinyl in my hands right now, actually. And can you talk me through, the cover illustration is quite beautiful. It's a sort of nightscape of rolling hills and a little cottage with a moon and a, you know, chimney smoke. It's quite idyllic. Can you talk me through the cover art?
Yeah, sure, yeah. I mean, like, a lot of the songs, I grew up in the North Yorkshire countryside, so would stand looking, like, stand writing songs at my window looking at the North York moors. Mm. So that's kind of representative of that. And, like, atmosphere and weather and landscape is all through the songs.
Yeah.
And then when you open out that vinyl cover, yeah, that front cover is kind of illustrative of North Yorkshire, and it merges with the back cover that's sort of illustrative of the south coast of Wellington, which is where I get my, like, weather kicks from now. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a windswept tree and a lighthouse perched on a cliff, very New Zealand.
Yes. And little beacons of hope. The light in the,
We love beacons of hope. And, I mean, as you actually mentioned it in your intro, but it does feel like a winter record. It's quite cold, but it's also quite cozy. And in Patterns, which is the song we just heard from you, you talk about being snuggled up by the heater. Is this a fair assessment of the record?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I write impacted by kind of these reflective feelings, and I suppose autumn winter is that time of, like, regeneration in a way, and roots and kind of thinking about what's next. So yeah, whilst I wrote through all of the seasons of the year for the record, probably the ones that ended up are the autumny, wintry ones.
Was that sort of intentional, or did it come about organically?
Totally organic, yeah. I learned to kind of not try and pre-design, like, what I was planning, and just seeing which sort of songs surfaced. But yeah, I definitely get the most inspiration from those seasons as well.
Yeah, there's something, I feel like they're quite good for creativity, and they're when you want to be listening to things. And I listen to quite different music during winter than I do in summer.
Yeah, same. Yeah, yeah.
How long have you been working on this album for, Ali?
Oh, I'd sort of say 3 years. So, I started the writing process in pretty much the start of 2023. A year of writing. I wrote a song a week for a year. So it ended up with 52 songs, and then kind of 6 months workshopping with producers Dave Kahn and Reb Fountain, and then into the studio, and then, like, mixing, mastering, artwork, all the admin, and single releases. So yeah, it all takes a wee bit of time.
Yeah, quite full on, and yeah, 3 year sort of period of creative productivity. Was that quite taxing or grueling on you? I know you've grappled with burnout and chronic fatigue in the past. What was it like, sort of physically and emotionally, putting this album together in the past 3 years?
Yeah, it has been hard. Like, I mean, it's hard, but it's all, probably the life of a musician, in whichever angle you take with how you manage it, is hard. Because I'm sort of privileged in the way that I've got a day job, but then I'm single parent half the time, and juggling a little kid, juggling a full-time job, and trying to do the record has been, like, a challenge. And but at the same time, like, without one of those, the other one wouldn't kind of work. So it's, and sometimes those constraints can get the best out of you as well. So
And you know, it's quite a gentle album, you know, sounds sort of folky, and but that doesn't mean it's not a hard thing to put together, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I actually totally underestimated the process.
I think
I was used to just demoing songs, probably chucking them out, finding a nice picture to put on the cover and from my phone. And I was really lucky with being guided with the producers and some other kind of mentors around, like, thinking a bit more about the detail and the full piece of art, really.
What was it like working with Reb Fountain? How did that sort of come about?
Oh, yeah, well, wonderful. Reb and Dave and the whole team behind it. But yeah, my partner's a big New Zealand music fan, and when I was looking for a producer, she said, "Oh, check out who does Reb's albums," and it was Dave Kahn, and then he brought in Reb to kind of co-produce and help with the songwriting side of things, and she sort of helps me a lot with the vocals and tweaking the writing. And Dave Carney's like, he's in almost every New Zealand band as well. So the two of them were very steady hands. And it's a cool collaborative record. Like, it's not how I thought it would be. So that's a good thing, because it's like, yeah.
Yeah,
and the product of all of us.
Yeah, because it must help producing an album with, you know, a few people on your, you know, team, rather than doing it in isolation, just one person. Having that sort of collective support, I imagine, is quite helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you find identity in it somehow. Like, I was really quite impressionable and very open, and. They'd be like, the 6 months of working on the songs was like trying five or six different versions, and sometimes being really playful and like getting a trance demo of like one of the songs and just seeing, because you've got to try these things, and then you find something at the time you're recording from all of that pre-work that just sort of fits. So, yeah.
Is the finished album what you anticipated it would be when you started this whole process in 2023?
Not at all. Yeah. But way better, really, in that it's the product of all of us, and I didn't really have any expectations of what it would be, and even when you think about which songs you want on it as the individual, like, it's responding a bit to which ones work better with the band, and songs growing on you over time or tweaking them, and yeah. So it all changed all the time, and it's it's a cool moment in time.
Yeah. How about how does it feel releasing the album under your own name rather than a moniker? Or I know in the past you've performed as Lost Bird and been part of other bands. What's it like having something that's Ali Whitten?
It's taken me a long time to be okay with who I am. Mm. So so it's a good moment, really, because I'm like early 40s now, and I've been very insecure about my voice and tried to like really mask or sing in different ways and mask who I am, and it's just a bit about like I'm too old to do anything different than just be who I am, and if people like it, they like it, and if they don't, no worries, really. Whereas I think I was always a bit trying to shape something so it feels good. Feels like a release. Yeah.
Do you feel a sort of sense of self-acceptance with it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's been a journey, and it always will be, I think, but definitely.
What is your musical journey? Can you tell us a bit about your background? How did you learn? What was your first instrument? How did you get here? What's it been like?
Yeah, so grew up in the country in North Yorkshire in the UK. So, you know, all my mates lived in the local town, like 10 miles away. So the guitar part and the music part was kind of boredom. Like, my mum had some guitars lying around, and I just was like, I'll try and teach myself. But I was actually told as like an 8-year-old kid, like, that I had a weak musical ear and I shouldn't bother doing music. So I didn't actually play until I was 17. And then when I did teach myself guitar, I was like, oh, I'll just see if I can do it kind of against the odds. And then the writing side. So the writing side was already there. I was like writing kind of teenage poetry as a way of expression, and then I just kind of glued the two together and never, just kind of got writing, and supportive university friends who heard the first song and they were like, get out and play.
Yeah.
Like,
and been playing ever since then. And now,
yeah, pretty much with burnouts in between.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there. We've all been there. I think it's unfortunately part of the creative process, maybe like forest fires and renewal. That's how I see it.
What? Yeah, that's a good way of looking for it.
Yeah, you know, like the bush burns down and then it comes back to life and it's part of the process. So, you kind of ride the waves. What influences your sound? Are there any artists or genres or anything at all that kind of,
I think I always want to be like as good as the people I really love, and like Bonnie Prince Billy is like my idol, so Will Oldham, and in Bright Eyes was like the formative influence. So like when I felt I couldn't sing very well, I was obsessed with like good lyric writers.
Yeah.
And so Conor Oberst, Bright Eyes, and then A Damien Rice, his first album, like I sort of followed him around the UK when I was a sort of teenager and watched him a lot. And so those were the formative. And then I always really liked alt country from America, but having an English accent, I've always sort of fallen into folk. So yeah. I would always love it if I could be genuine country, but yeah. So it's kind of that sort of stuff.
What about locally in New Zealand? Are there any artists that you particularly love or find inspiring? Or
oh yeah, like all of them really. But yeah, Reb Fountain obviously, and then I've been on tour with Tom Cunliffe, and he's amazing. Like I love his newest record. I got to know it a lot listening to him on tour, and obviously like Marlon's stuff and Marlon's newest record. It's so cool and so nice to go to my local school, like my kids' school, and they're singing one of the songs in their Kapa Haka group. So aww. I love that it's transcending to community. So yeah.
Yeah, amazing. And so with the album launch, what is the plan? Are you touring? Have you got some shows? What are you doing around it?
Yeah, so I've got two shows tonight, just little intimate ones. Two shows tonight. One show tonight and one show tomorrow, so two welly shows.
Yeah.
And then I was, booked a tour for June, but with the fuel stuff, I've, pinched it. And so I'm planning October for a proper tour and hoping things sort of sort themselves out in the world. But I'll do a welly gig in June and, So it's a bit hard at the moment.
Plan anything. How can people stay in the loop with the nationwide tour? Best to follow you Instagram, Bandcamp. What's the platform?
All of the Bandcamp's good. AliWitten.bandcamp and then Ali Witten Music on Instagram. Yeah, that's sort of the main mechanism. Or just reach out and I'll harass whoever wants to be contacted.
Yeah, and the album Between the Forest and the Stars is out today. Where can people buy it from?
Yeah, so Bandcamp is the best place. Yep. So digital, it's on 12-inch vinyl and CD as well.
Yeah.
And then I've got it in Slowboat Records in Wellington as well. But it's kind of a limited run and I'm hoping people will give me a good problem to have where I need to get it further out. But
Yeah, amazing. And what would you recommend if people... Are there any other sort of folk artists, if people like them, they'll like your album?
Oh yeah, I don't know yet because I feel reticent to sort of compare myself to the people I love. But I listen to Iron Wine, Bonnie Prince Billy, Bright Eyes, and there's all bits of that sort of stuff. There's a little bit some people like in one of the songs to a bit of Nick Cave on there.
Yeah.
My voice is a little bit unusual, so it's more like the Neil Young kind of.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And it's good for a cold grey autumn day from the spins I've had so far.
Hopefully. That's a dream. Yeah, that's the dream.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Ali. It was really, really great to talk to you.
Oh, thank you, Emma. Yeah, appreciate it.
And good luck with the launch and everything.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks very much. Kakite.
Bye-bye. See ya.